You're playing with Candy from voicelikecandy.com.
I place my hand on the wall, trying to feel my way as I walk outside in front of the clothing store where the cab dropped me off. The taxi driver left before I could grab my cane out of his car. A great start to an already fucked up day. If you haven't figured it out yet, I'm blind. I was born that way. Well, at least I think so. You would think I would be used to walking around without being able to see, but I am still terrified to this day. Where the fuck is the entrance to the store? I swear I should have reached it before now. I asked the taxi driver to drop me off right in front of the door. Of course, he's probably a dick and dropped me off somewhere else. My hands are starting to get scratched up as I drag them along the brick wall. When I hear a couple of men laugh, I stop and gulp. I close my eyes and will myself to relax, but my heart already feels like it's pounding out of my chest. Letting out a deep breath, I raise my face and continue forward. I walk along a few more feet until the men's laughter abruptly stops. I stop and wait. I can feel their gazes on me. It feels like my skin is crawling. I shudder and tighten my grip on the wall.
"Need some help?"
a man asks. I can hear laughter mixed in with his voice. My heart drops to my feet. "No, I'm okay," I tell him and try to keep my voice steady. I start taking tiny steps back in the direction I came from, my hands dragging along the wall, leaving little cuts on my skin.
"Let me help," the man insists, and then I feel his hand on my forearm.
He pulls me harder than necessary to my right, which I know leads toward the parking lot. Vehicles have been passing me on that side. Rooting my feet into the concrete, I try to stop him from pulling me.
"Let me go!"
I pull my arms, but his grip tightens on me. I know if I manage to get kidnapped, no one will report me missing.
"Stop!"
I say again, but this time I yell, hoping to get my point across. I feel a panic attack looming inside me. He pulls me harder until I stumble. I raise my fist and swing out in front of me in the hopes of hitting something. More hands grab at my hips and waist, and then I'm airborne as I'm lifted off the ground completely. I scream at the top of my lungs and buck my body, trying to get them to drop me. I wish I could see anything, so I could fight back harder. I hear a man yelling and I scream louder, hoping it helps.
"Help!"
A hand slaps my mouth before clamping over it. I gag at the smell of the sweat. All of a sudden, the man holding my shoulders jerks to the side and my head and upper body move toward the ground. Then arms wrap around my waist and I'm pulled away from the men trying to kidnap me. I'm set on the ground and hear a fist connecting with flesh in front of me. Fist after fist connects with flesh, causing my breathing to get out of control. I'm desperate for air. My hands claw at my neck. Silence. That's all I hear in front of me when the sound of fists hitting flesh stops. I hold my breath, waiting for what happens next. When hands touch my face, I flinch away instinctually.
"You okay?"
my rescuer asks. His voice glides over me like butter and warms me down to my toes. His smell is woodsy and intoxicating. I'm unable to help myself. I lean forward until my head hits his chest. He wraps his arms around me and tucks me tighter against him. His arms are huge and warm. Most people would think I am crazy for taking comfort in a stranger like this, but do I give a flying fuck? No. I hear a thunder of motorcycles and hold tighter to the man in front of me.
"You okay, darling?"
he asks again.
"Yeah, I'm just a bit rattled."
I choke out a laugh, but can hear a sob in it. The ground rumbles as the motorcycles pull up beside me. He stands and takes me with him. My head is still on his chest, but my legs are dangling off the ground.
"You can put me down here,"
I smile up toward his face. Or I hope it's his face. He sets me on the ground. I rub my hand over my face in disbelief.
"I better call the police."
I reach into my back pocket, but a hand stops me from taking my phone out.
"No need," he says gruffly, when I hear footsteps walking toward us. "What happened, Torch?"
"Torch? What kind of name is that?"
I was coming out of a store across the road when I saw these three fuckers carrying this woman against her will. They were about to put her in their vehicle in broad fucking daylight.
Torch grounds out each word, his body vibrating with his anger.
Look at his face, Prez. The fuck?
The dude I am assuming is Prez yells. I flinch at his tone. Torch tightens his hand on my waist. He must have felt me flinch.
Come on, love. Let's get you out of here,
Torch tells me and nudges me to turn around. I stumble as I trip over a speed bump and flush in embarrassment.
I can't see, I whisper to him.
Fuck. I'm sorry, darling.
The next thing I know, I'm lifted off the ground and am carried bridal style, which pisses me off. I may be blind, but I can walk.
I can walk,